Good morning, church. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Jim. I get to serve Jesus here. Glad to be with you this morning. We are in a series where I'm taking a group of scriptures that are chosen for many, many churches all around the world. That's called the lectionary. And what happens is they choose scriptures for us to explore together, and various pastors all around the world will take those scriptures, and we'll all be in the same places together. Now, last week we had a passage about money and the fact that we can either love God or we can love money. And we can't do both. You'll love one and you'll hate the other. And this week we're in another passage of scripture, and guess what we're talking about today? Money. What's in your wallet? What's that stuff that goes into that pocketbook that we spend? So we're going to explore that and talk a little bit more about that today. Come with me into Scripture, to this book of Timothy. Timothy chapter 6, starting with verse 6 and then continuing to verse 19. Hear what God has to say to you through the words found in the Scripture written so long ago, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, fresh for us today. It says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we'll be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap for many. Foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man or woman of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses, in the sight of God who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession. I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming of the age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Jesus is the Word of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit. We've heard your scriptures read. Now, as they're proclaimed, may it be your will and your words that are heard today. In Jesus' name, amen. It's a great, great burden of the church that we live in a society that values money above almost everything else. And this isn't new. This is part of the whole world's burden that we live in a culture, in a world where what we have becomes the measuring stick for who we are. And it seems that the more that we get, the better we become. The bigger the items that we have, the more important we begin to feel. The more titles in our name, the better we feel about ourselves. Reverend, Doctor, Reverend Doctor, Mr., Mrs., PhD, MD, whatever kind of alphabet soup that we can put at the ends of our names, those become the measuring stick for how valuable we are. They become the measuring stick for our usefulness to the world around us. The problem with that is, it's all a trap. It's all a trap. Because it doesn't matter how many letters in the alphabet soup you put at the end of your name, no matter what titles you put before your name, no matter what prestige you build up, no matter how much money you gain, no matter how big the house, no matter how big the boat, how expensive the car, how expensive the watch, how fancy the clothes. In the end, none of that goes with you. And in life, none of that adds to the value that God sees in your life. And whether you live for a few precious seconds, or whether you live for 150 years, the value of your life to God was worth the life of Jesus Christ. That he was willing to give his life for that life. A few seconds, a few centuries. All precious in the sight of God. But we measure ourselves. I don't want the New England Patriots to win another Super Bowl this year. Do you know why? Because then they'll have 7 and Pittsburgh only has 6. What difference does it make? It's still valuable. They have still won 6 championships, but there's someone else who's better. Everything that we gain, our intelligence that we have in our heads, the money that we make, the skills that we have for useful service, all of that is a gift given to us by God. Dad, save me! See, it just takes a little... Everything that we have belongs to God. When you understand that even the very molecules that make up your body are borrowed from God, what on earth can you have that doesn't already belong to God? The nerve cells that make up your brain, that allow you to think, are borrowed from God. The very seconds that you have on this earth, every single one of them, they all belong to God. They're yours to use, but you're borrowing them. You're borrowing the molecules that make up your being. You're borrowing the seconds that you have on this earth, all of them belong to someone else. And that one who we are borrowing them from will ask us for an accounting of them at the end of our lives. What did you do with the great knowledge that I gave you? What did you do with your abilities to help others? What did you do with the seconds that I gave you? And Jesus will not be impressed with, I use them to make myself incredibly wealthy. I use them to make myself so wealthy that a millionaire wasn't enough. And I had to go to the B to be a billionaire. I use them to make myself feel really good about myself. Will God be impressed by any of that? There's a story in Scripture of what Jesus is impressed with. He's watching the people as they're giving their money in the temple. And somebody comes along and leaves a great big amount of money. Oh, look at me, I've given all this money. And as they go away, Jesus isn't impressed. But then along comes a widow who is desperately poor, who may have nothing but the clothes on her back and the coin in her hand, which she gives to God's purposes. And Jesus calls his disciples over and says, look at this. Now I'm impressed. Because this woman, even though she had nothing, she gave what she had to the purposes of God. Everything we have is God's. And he instructs us in this scripture that we have to be content with what God has given to us. Because the rat race, the race to the top, the race to have the biggest house, the biggest car, the biggest name, is all trap. Because that desire leads to ruin. We cannot take it with us. We can love God. We can love our stuff. And we tend to think, when we read scriptures like this, that it doesn't apply to me because I'm dirt poor. It doesn't belong to me because I'll never be a billionaire. I'll never be rich. This doesn't apply to me, so I'm getting a week off because Jesus is scolding someone else, thank God, this week. He's not after me. But notice, the scripture doesn't say money is a root of many kinds of evil. The love of money is a root of many kinds of evil. There are billionaires who don't love money. They accumulate it and they give it away almost as fast as they get it. They can't give it away fast enough because they don't want that money to control their lives. But there are people who are dirt poor, who are the stingiest, greediest people on earth, and vice versa. This is not a warning to a certain class of people. It's a warning to all of us, because all of us fall into the temptation of loving something else besides God. Maybe it's not money. Maybe it is status. Maybe it's power. Maybe it's control over somebody else's life. But whatever it is, it's a trap. Being poor is no excuse. We serve a generous God who gave everything, who gives us the lives that we have, who gives us the time that we have, who gives us the molecules that make up our being. And Jesus does not command us to give 10% of that back. Jesus says, I'm going to hold you accountable for every last penny, for every last second, for every last molecule of what you have. What did you do with it in the time I lent it to you? Being poor doesn't make you righteous. Being rich doesn't make you evil. It's our mindset. What is the thing that is the most important to us? Because the thing that is most important to us, whatever it is, that is our God. That is our God. So if money is the most important thing to us, then guess what? Our money doesn't say, in God we trust. Our money says, this is your God. If our status is the most important thing to us, who we are, how our reputation is around the town that we live in, then guess what? Your status is your God. And there's a little book in the beginning called Exodus, and a little portion of that book called the Ten Commandments, and one of those says, you shall have no other gods before me, before our God in heaven. Health and wealth and happiness are not a result of our believing in Jesus. Money is a tool. Money is a tool. So use it wisely. Your reputation around town, it's a tool. So use it wisely. Your body, your mind, tools in your tool chest. So use them wisely. And when you do, you'll flee from temptation. You'll fight for the faith. Because in the end, the stuff here on earth, the belongings that we have, the big pile of money, the great prestige, the status, the wealth, that's not the prize. The prize is that relationship with God. That's where to keep our eyes. And don't give up. Don't give up. When it seems like money is taking over, when it seems like status, like prestige, like importance is taking over, we serve a God who is always willing to listen every second of every minute of every day. God loves you, and so do I. Let's pray together. God, we give you thanks. Thanks for what we have. You've given us so much, and it's so good, and we can use it in so many ways. But help us to use it in your service so that you are the only one who we want to glorify, the only one who we want to serve. Forgive us when anything in our lives gets in the way and becomes a root of all kinds of evil. Help us to serve you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.